So with that, we're going to move into our word of the week, which this week is goalsy, which is an adjective describing any attacking action resembling that of Jozy Altidore. Rob, would you use goalsy in a sentence?
I did not get goalsy on Saturday. That is the truth. I assisted in someone else getting goalsy, but I personally did not.
Goalsify?
Sure.
Well, there that is.
And to spell that, that's G-O-A-L-Z-Y, for obvious reasons.
Of course.
So there you go. Hashtag that on Twitter if you want.
I know Rob will.
Throw it in
Twitter.
Throw it in your Merriam-Webster. We can talk about that later, Rob. Our Jay DeMeritt update for the week. He is a mullet supporter.
Jay does love his mullets. He had a nice posting of a young man with the Breck on top, but the Hayduk in the back. Very party. Very trashy, but whatever. Jay also does not like women talking to their dogs.
He's very adamant about this.
Yes.
And also, this is another reason why we can't have nice things.
Why?
You.
What did I do?
And this Jay DeMeritt update, which is just completely ridiculous now.
Well, it is not ridiculous. This is a Wisconsin-based podcast. We would be remiss not to have a Jay DeMeritt update.
Indeed.
I suppose you want something out of this, Rob? Is there some famous Philadelphia soccer player that you want to update?
Let's just move on.
What do you want?
What
can we make this better for you, Rob?
Talk how much the Union are screwing up right now.
And on that note, MLS Top 5.
Let's bang! Go. Oh, that was a good one. MLS Top 5s. Rob.
Lead the way, buddy.
To show the conference disparity,
that was not a part
in the MLS, all five of my teams are in the Western Conference. I have Colorado Rapids at 5. They lost to the Fire this weekend, which is not very good, but given the results of some of the other teams they were competing with for a top spot, it's not too bad. RSL, number 4. RSL won at Chivas, 1-0. Road win in MLS is pretty hard to come by, I feel like. Dallas at 3, who had the big comeback win in Kansas City. Breck Shea getting Brechtual in the game-winning assist.
How good is Breck Shea?
He's good.
So good.
And then Seattle, 6-2 mauling of Eastern Conference leaders Columbus Crew. Wow, is all I can say to that.
Hurts.
It was a surprising result. I thought we were going to see Columbus come out and show that the East and West were a little bit closer, but
I didn't think it'd be 6-2.
Complete opposite.
Speaking of broken promises, Ben did not know the score until 5 minutes ago.
That's not fair. You can't prove
well
that.
Well put.
It was.
Good three-word answer. Okay.
So there's your second broken promise for that.
And the number one, LA Galaxy, they're still the best until proven otherwise. They're still top in the West, which means they're the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, when it gets down to the playoffs, and it's the aggregate or the one-off in the championship game, anything can happen.
Yeah, basically I agree with almost everything you said. Columbus dropped to 7 for me. They just got crushed. Just annihilated, embarrassed. Pick a word, and that's probably accurate. I almost had Kansas City slide into the 5 spot, but you can't lose a 2-goal lead in 5 minutes. That can't happen if you want to win a title. You got to hold on.
Even if it's against Brescia.
Exactly. You know,
2-0 comebacks are almost unheard of in the MLS, too.
Yeah. They need to keep getting 3 points at home. They were handcuffed by their 10-game road trip to begin the year, but they need to keep getting 3 points, and getting none won't do it. So Colorado stays at 5 for me. Big road draw in Honduras and CCL. Whenever you get a point in Central America, that shows something. I think the loss to Chicago was a bit of a hangover, a lot of travel. They were tired. I can give them a little bit of slack here. I do want to quickly go back to the previous week. I watched the highlights again and watched Colorado versus Chivas. And I want to point out how badly Marvell Wynn got burnt by Angel on his goal. Angel was standing there, and Marvell Wynn had no idea where their best goal scorer was. Well, had no clue where he was.
Well, I'm glad no one wants to see him at the national team level. So let's
I don't think Marvell Wynn knows where any goal scorer is.
I had to go back and bring it up again because Marvell Wynn is awful.
He's trash, Rob.
Well, if anyone here wants him on the national team level, please speak now.
Why
okay,
aren't you speaking?
That's there what I thought. Okay.
Number four, I agree, is RSL. They had a real rough stretch, is it 4-5 losses? But we failed to mention that they didn't have Olavi in center back. Olavi had been injured since the All-Star game. He's back, and they hold on for an hour down a man on the road.
He's huge.
Granted, it was Chivas.
Yes, it was.
Who have been playing a little bit better. They're still not very good. But if you can get a 1-0 win down a man for an hour on the road, that says something. I think Olave...
Does that say something about RSL or Chivas?
A little bit of both, honestly. A bit of both. Because okay. RSL just sat back and ate pressure the entire game. And they kept organized. They kept... they didn't push forward much, but when they did, it was effective. Espíndola had a few decent chances, despite having almost no support. But I think RSL... I think they're at the four spot still. I think they'll get some points back again now that Olave is back. And I'm going to say, Olave reminds me a lot of Onyewu. Just their physicality, the way they play, how awkward they are dribbling the ball. But I think having him back will help get them back on track.
Well, having a Gooch-style player is very, very big asset in the MLS.
Exactly. And I think having him back will help a lot. Once again, Luis Gil proving me wrong. Kid's good. If we did have two split rosters, I'd love to see Gil come in for that Costa Rica match, MLS-based, but we didn't. So, sorry, bud. Number three is Dallas again. Again, they're my non-LA team to beat. I think they're the best non-LA team in the league right now. But they're still third. Winning in CCL is big. Again, Toronto, they still won. And then came back. They played a game and a half in the midweek because of the rainout. And then still had the oomph to come back and steal 3 points. They stole 3 points from KC. That was just a robbery, straight up a robbery. And if you want to win a title, you have to win games like that. You have to find a way to win, and they did it. That's how you win a title.
And going back to KC, where would they be if they hadn't blown that, the lead to Seattle, where they have two goals in 90 in stoppage time, I believe it was?
Breaking news here from
Grant Hall. The U.S. has added Jonathan Spector and Chris Pontius to the camp roster, dropping Heath Pierce and Zach Lloyd, who are both injured. And additionally, Clint Dempsey will stay in Europe and join the team in Belgium for the friendly and not fly to Los Angeles.
Bang.
So, Rob is psychic, and...
Breaking news, Rob is psychic.
So, my question pick at right mid looks a little bit more believable now.
So I think I'm going to go back and...
make our amendments.
And now I'm starting to think maybe we could see Spector thrown at left back. Why not?
Because
it's a recession.
He's not a left back.
Yes, it is a recession.
He's not a left back.
And we have to treat our club choices likewise, or our national team choices.
I like the Pontius call, by the way.
Pontius was a smart move. I'd like to see what he can do in a national team camp.
And as Ryan McCauley was saying, his number one pick is Chivas USA. Oh, the other Los Angeles team. I'm sorry.
Moving on. Actually, I have LA at number two.
Oh.
I do
You're
normally...
You're making me look stupid.
I normally agree with what Rob said. You can't fall without playing a game. Galaxy, I think, are the number one team right now. But the way Seattle... just absolutely demolished Columbus.
And you were giving me shit about Seattle.
I was.
Where they were last week.
I was very harsh on Seattle. But what do? They go and win at Monterey without a full squad and then absolutely throttle Columbus. So basically, as an I'm sorry, Seattle, you are my number one for the week.
I'm going to start off mine with one that might be infuriating to some people. Columbus Crew coming in number five. Despite their play last week, they play four of the next six matches at home, First one is against Toronto FC, who is yet to win.
Is this a future power rankings or a now power rankings?
This is a now power rankings, as in things aren't that bad.
Right now, things are bad for Columbus.
They're not that bad.
They lost by 4 goals. That is not good.
doesn't change a damn thing.
Okay, fair enough.
Columbus Crew, number 5. Number 4, RSL.
Agreed.
It's pretty solid. I mean, RSL especially with Olave back, that's huge.
It also should be noted that one of the Columbus backline players, I forget his name, was suspended from yellow card.
James?
Yes.
Julius James.
Was suspended for the Seattle
match. And Balkan just looked lost.
So maybe they can say James is a 4-volt difference maker.
And then they're dirty liars.
Yes.
But, as you were.
Number 3, Seattle.
Okay.
Seattle did have a huge win last week, obviously. But I still just don't know if they're that championship team. I mean, one win can say a lot of things, but it doesn't make a whole season. Number 2 is FC Dallas. Now, the reason why they're above Seattle isn't even a result reason. George John is back in the fold.
Yep.
For certain. He's back to FC Dallas. Their back line is solid once again, and they can go back. And I don't think that they're going to miss a beat other than Zach Lloyd being pulled out of the lineup. Which leaves number 1, LA Galaxy, still absolutely the team to beat. I don't see anyone else being able to do it. They are something else.
Yeah. They're a class above.
Everybody else. So now we've got Yanks Abroad news, quips, quotes, things like that.
You mentioned George John. George John is not leaving.
George John is not leaving for.
So we've now had two,
maybe.
To quote Brian Wilson, dry humps in the transfer window. Johnson didn't come and John didn't leave. So
the first one that we're going to start off with is going back a little ways, not transfer, but what has happened since. Oguchi Onyewu, Sporting in Portugal, very, very high quality club, hasn't been playing. So now I have to ask, what the hell is wrong with you, Gooch?
And I think that this could end up being a weekly segment where we pick a U.S. national team player and do a what the hell segment.
What the hell?
So, Gooch, you may be the first guy on GBA football to be on the what the hell segment.
I mean, honestly, you go from AC Milan, where there's no way you would even get a sniff of the bench, and you expect, for your style, that you're going to go to Portugal and play. It's the same problem with Josie, except it already happened, and you could have learned from that. But no. You go out there and go, hey, I'm taller than everybody else. I must be better than everybody else. And,
well, that's how it works in grade school basketball.
which is, of course, Gooch's mindset.
Yes.
Point is, he could have gone any number of different places. He could have gone back into the Dutch league. He could have found somewhere in England, which would have taken him. That's more his style.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he decided that he wanted to go to Sporting, and now he's going through the exact same thing he just went through with AC Milan. No excuses. You made your own bed. Now sleep in the damn thing.
I think at this point, his best move is to come to either a lower half of the EPL or upper half championship squad.
I'd tell him to go championship.
Or come back home. Come back to MLS. Or not back, but come to MLS.
Replace Danny Cale if the Union needs you.
Wait, was that an admission? That Danny Cale sucks?
That's never been in question.
Ryan is spot on. I've never been a fan of Danny Cale's. But moving on.
But going back, I just said how important Olave is to RSL, and Gooch could be, assuming we don't know how good he is right now. We haven't seen him play
in forever.
I'm looking at his minutes here. He hasn't played.
When was the last time he played an official match in the regular season somewhere?
He played 1 minute in April with Twente, and then he also played 1 minute after a long stretch of
starts.
That's
1 minute more than all three of us.
So he went 90 from January through April and then got injured, had an ab strain in May, and since April 26th he's played half an hour against Spain and did not look good. really, so. He's a lot like Freddie at this point. Freddie made some bad decisions, had some bad luck, not injury-wise, but coach-wise.
And now, he made one of his smarter moves by trying to come home.
Yeah, why not have him come back? Why not bring him back and see what he can do in MLS?
It's like the prodigal son.
Indeed.
Except he's born in Nigeria.
And he's also a Jehovah's Witness. And that may or may not apply to him.
Regardless.
Next up.
What are you even afraid of, Gooch? I mean, because you know that Chivas won't claim you.
They can't.
They don't claim anyone.
Chivas, can they afford to fit him in the back line?
No.
Where does he fit in at this point? If he did come back, where would he go, do you think? We have the allocation order up right here. It's Chivas, Houston, Toronto, KC, and then Chicago. 1 through 5 on the allocation.
He wouldn't get anywhere beyond KC, I don't think.
You think KC would pick him up?
I definitely think they would, because KC's got a lot going for it right now.
I agree with that, but I was also thinking that the Fire would be a good fit for him.
But he wouldn't get past Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's see. Kansas City.
I mean, if you just look, I mean, they've got Bunbury.
He starts over everyone on the back line.
Well, he starts over everyone on the back line of a lot of clubs. I mean, they've got a lot of attacking talent. Bunbury, Sepong, Kamara, and they have a solid midfield. And having a rock at the
Graham
back like Gooch.
Graham Zusi's
been huge.
I think Toronto passes on him, given that they just brought in two expensive players, and they're playing Fring at center back right now, and he might hurt them. Houston
just brought in Carlo Costley, so I don't know if they can afford another high salary player. It's just Gooch got to come home. Your time is running out in Europe, and I realize you're trying to just be out there and collect a payday, and it's probably working out pretty well for you, but you got to come back if you want to be on the national team.
We miss you, buddy.
Now, news today, per Greg Seltzer, Michael Bradley could very well be off to Italy with Chievo Verona. Solid move, if you ask me. The league really fits his style. He was obviously not going to get any playing time at Mönchengladbach. It seems like as good of a situation as you could ask for.
Do we think that that's his level?
Right now, yeah. I would also like to. I would rather Michael Bradley be one of the focal points of a team than be a regular squad player. Because to be honest, he's got a lot of talent. He's shown that. But, you know, with this last 6 months where he had the ambitious loan to Aston Villa, it really kind of fell apart for him. So to be able to go to a club where he could be relied upon, I think is going to be huge for his confidence and huge for his development as a player.
And you feel that Chievo will be that place or could be that place?
It could be. It's his best option right now.
Well, looking at the tables, they finished 11th last year, so I guess with a midfielder, it doesn't really matter as much if you're battling relegation or not. Not like it does for a striker who will get considerably less opportunities with the ball.
Altidore.
Okay, there that is. But I think the Italian style would be good for him because he's a box-to-box player. So, I mean, he knows how to play defense. We can put it that way as a center mid. He's a tough-nosed player. So I think Chievo would be a good place for him. I guess the Bologna. I guess the Bologna rumors have died down, so. But it definitely sounds like he will be going to Italy.
Also, on another Yanks abroad note, Robbie Finley is scoring.
Despite their 4-1 thrashing this weekend at West Ham, Robbie Finley put in a consolation goal for the Tricky Trees.
I can't believe that Robbie Finley is actually putting the ball into the net. I mean, I almost wish that he wasn't because, in my opinion, he sucks for the national team. Like, Robbie Finley is wasted space.
Well, if he continues to play well, wouldn't you like to see him in there?
See, but did you see the last goal? He happened upon an open net.
The thing is, people said that about Bradley for most of his goals with Aaron Veen. He's like, oh, he just happened to be at the right place at the right time. Well, that's what you have to do to score goals.
Ruud van Nistelrooy made a career out of it.
I don't think I've ever seen Ruud hit a ball 10 yards in his life. And he's one of the best I've ever seen.
And Vermaetov is the same way.
If you score goals, let's put it this way. Who in a top two, top first or second division playing in Europe would you prefer to see right now? Which Yanks abroad do you place over Finley as a forward?
As a forward? Altidore.
One.
Dempsey.
Questionable as a forward. He's a midfielder.
Gatt. Midfielder.
Played right back last week.
Defender.
Ouch.
Buttle?
Okay. That's getting a little... Herc.
Okay, Herc.
Why
not? Why not give him
because
a chance?
Because there's better MLS players. Breck Shea. Juan Agudelo.
Not a forward. On the bench.
I agree. Bunray. I feel like Breck Shea isn't competing with Finley
Stop
in the same spot.
Brett Schneider.
Stop talking. I drew up a roster here as if they did split for Costa Rica and Belgium, and Finley made my roster. Finley was my top four for non
man in the middle here looks displeased.
He's just so sucking at finishing. He just can't do it.
Well, what if he finishes this year with Forrest, gets 10 to 12 goals?
And I will gladly eat crow and call him into a roster, but okay. Not right now.
At what point do you bring Robbie back in as an option? What's the breaking point for you?
Would a good first half of the year bring you, give him a date to Camp Cupcake?
We can revisit this in the future. If he scores 5 goals by the time we hit Christmas... I will say that I'm wrong about Robbie Finley. I don't think he'll get there.
Do you mean 5 more goals at this point?
No, 5 total goals.
5 total goals?
I don't think Robbie
will get there. He's at least 2.
He's at 2. Right now. 5 goals by Christmas. I don't think he'll do it.
Well, Forrest is going to be an attacking team, and it seems like him and Ishmael Miller are going to be getting the starts up front, so.
Actually, he's at 3 goals.
6. Point is, I don't think he'll get 3 more goals by the time we get Christmas. From now until Christmas, I think he'll cool off.
Okay, we'll put it in the bank. He's got 4 months to do it.
Yep.
We are going to bet a meal on this.
I'm poor now.
Oh, so we're not confident then.
Oh, I make excuses.
I don't have money.
Oh, I'm unemployed. Shut up.
I just spent $50 on posters.
Which is why I'm poor.
Because you're a moron.
Listen, $8 to $9 posters is a really good investment.
And so is...
And now we're getting into economic stuff, and yeah, let's continue.
Continuing.
On. The new transfer link for Clint Dempsey is Spanish club Sevilla. Spanish, one of those A-minus teams, I guess you could say, behind Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Yeah, one of the many.
One of those championship... They're Champions League, I'm sorry, Europa League contenders every year. And it has to be asked. It's a solid move, and we think... Ryan, I know Ben thinks that he would play. Do you think he would start on Sevilla? It's obvious that's the most important thing for the national team fans out there.
Looking at their forward options, Negredo's there, Canute is there.
Do they still have Luis Fabiano?
I do not believe so.
I don't think so, no.
Do they have Navas still?
They have Navas still.
Yeah.
He's a winger.
But I guess the question is, what position does Dempsey play in La Liga?
That's tough. I don't think he has the ability with the ball to be a winger. I'd see him as more of a central forward.
I agree.
Because to be honest, a move like this would be risky, but not in the sense that the players are of superior quality to him.
So would you prefer it if he went to Sevilla, or stayed at Fulham?
That's tough, because Martin Jol seems to have his heart set on drawing every match.
But Dempsey's going out there and playing 90 minutes in the Premier League. arguably the best league in the world.
And he is the guy for them, basically.
Exactly.
He's the...
When healthy, he will start.
If we're comparing it to Bradley, we want Bradley to be the guy on a team. Why not have Dempsey stay as the guy on a similar team in a similar league to Chievo?
I would much rather Dempsey stay right now. It's certainly not a sure thing that if he moves to Sevilla, he's actually going to get any playing time whatsoever. And the last thing we need is for this to become a Gooch situation, especially with Dempsey, who in my opinion, when he's on form, is the best player on America's roster by a fairly large margin.
The rumor that I personally heard that has died down since has been Dempsey to PSG, which I think could be a good fit.
You know,
except players that rotate in and out, especially because now they have, you know, oil tycoon owners.
PSG worries me. Again, yeah, they're one of those. They're the French city right now. Mm-hmm. We're rich. Let's spend shit and see what happens. I don't think they have a plan, really. They just want to throw money at the wall and see what happens.
Or should I reiterate the French league? I think Dempsey could do well in.
Well, that's because it's a league on the way down. I don't think moving to France would be a good move for him. Unless you're going to Lyon, where they're going to be in the Champions League every year, I don't think there's a reason to go to France.
Okay.
PSG just wouldn't be solid enough. I mean, if you're talking about a move to Spain being risky, PSG, as far as his playing time goes, not just immediately, but in the future and future years, that's even riskier. Mm-hmm. That's all we've got right now, except for Yanks of the Week. I'm sorry, how could I forget? Although, I think it might be, I think we're going to center around a couple of different players, and no more than that. Right now, Josie Altidore.
It's Josie Yank of the Week.
Josie
young,
is Yank of the
young
Week.
Josie.
Young Josie.
Josmer.
Is Yank of the Week. He's been absolutely stellar for Alkmaar, and I can't really expect him to keep this pace up that he's at.
Robbie Finley, you get another goal this week. You will be my Yank of the Week next time.
And I'm going to antagonize you, Rob, for it.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, everybody, both of you, for listening to this week's podcast. And
thanks, Bob.
All two of you.
And goodbye, we'll see you next
planet
week.
Earth.
See you.